community, one hand, one voice. The air of voice is heard with Yeah Hella Voice.
This was
حنجرة ذهبية.
إيه في عربي في الراديو هين بالسيارة في شيكاغو.
صوت إلى الزمن الجميل، زمان العمالقة والفن الحق.
ألو.
أيوة الحكي يا مرا. بقولوا عربي بالراديو، بيحكوا عربي.
مين هذا اللي بيحكوا عربي؟
هون بالراديو بيحكوا عربي على يا هلا. بقولوا اسمهم يا هلا وهون في شيكاغو.
أنت وين هالكيت؟
أنا بالسيارة مروح من الشغل في مشتقن أفينيو جنب الميلينيوم بارك هذا. بالسيارة وما بفتح على الراديو إلا بسمعهم بيحكوا عربي. اسمهم يا هلا من 1450 من شيكاغو.
يا حد من وين بده يجي الراديو العربي؟ في أمريكا وفي شيكاغو وعلى الأي أم ومن السيارة كمان؟ والله زودتها.
إيش يعني بتقول إني خرفانات؟ والله يا هلا 1450 من شيكاغو وعلى الأي أم، هيني بسمعهم بالسيارة ومش مصدقتيني، خذي اسمعي.
يا هلا بالضيف ضيف الله أحسب الروح، أي والله يا هلا بالضيف ضيف الله أحسب الروح، أي والله ما نرضى تروح من عنا، ما نرضى تروح، لا والله ما نرضى تروح، لا والله. يا هلا بالضيف
ضيف الله
أحسب الروح،
اي والله
ما نرضى تروح
من عندك،
ما نرضى تروح، لا والله ما نرضى تروح، لا والله.
يا هلا بالضيف ضيف الله أحسب الروح، اي والله ما نرضى تروح من عندك، ما نرضى تروح، لا والله ما نرضى تروح، لا والله.
Now you are listening to Talk of the Town. Talk of the Town with Ray Hanania. Talk of the Town brought to you by Life Run Medical Alert Systems.
And good afternoon, I'm Ray Hanania, and this is Talk of the Town Radio, broadcast live on YahalaVoice.com radio and on 1450 AM live radio. It's Friday, November 14. Our producer is Khalid, and if you want to share your opinion, we want to hear it. Our telephone call-in line is 708-321-1313, extension 1, 708-321-1313, extension 1. Talk of the Town Radio is brought to you by LifeRun Medical Alert Systems, the best emergency system for seniors and people in healthcare need available today, 1-800-421-3366. We're broadcast live every Friday at 4 p.m. and also rebroadcast on Mondays at 11 a.m. You can go to thearabdailynews.com to get information on the radio show and listen to and download our podcasts of past shows there. You can also download the podcasts of the Talk of the Town radio show from iTunes. Make sure you friend us and Yahala Voice and Radio Chicagoland on Facebook. This week, I'm going to be talking with somebody who uses LifeRun Medical Alert. He's an old man just like me, Mansoor Tadros. He's the publisher of the Future News newspaper. Mansoor, welcome to the radio show. He's in studio with us.
Thank you. Not yet.
Do you need Khalid? Khalid, could you help Mansoor get a seat over here? Maybe bring him some water. I know he wanted some Arak, but I don't think we can do the Arak. He's a little old guy. Old fashioned.
Thank you, Ray.
Oh yeah, that's right. Poor Khalid came in and asked us, "What do we need anything?" And I think we both said, "How about a big plate of Mensef? Can we get it done in like 15 minutes?" He's Jordanian, you know. We got to do this for him, Khalid. Khalid, you're Palestinian. Yeah, so you got two Palestinians, one Jordanian. Watch yourself, Mansoor.
All right, I do.
Be careful.
I have to be careful.
Oh, uh-oh. We all studied in Jordan. Listen, when it comes down to it, when the Mukhabarat is knocking on our door, we're all Jordanian.
That's right.
Mansoor publishes a great newspaper called The Future News, El Mustaqbal in Arabic, and it comes out twice a month, and it's been consistent. And what I like about the newspaper is it's a real professional journalism newspaper. We see many newspapers come and go, and I love them all. I try to be nice to everybody. But your newspaper, you've been publishing since when? When did you first launch it?
12 years ago.
Wow, you are old.
Yeah.
And I'm old.
And we are always on time, every time.
And 12 years ago you started, that would be in 2002. Right after September 11th. Yes. Now, why did you start a newspaper at a time when Americans were angrier and angrier and angrier at Arabs? Why would you want to get out there with a newspaper?
Well, we have to have a voice, and if we don't get our voice, nobody going to listen to the other story from somebody else.
I agree.
So we have to be our own storyteller. I decide this is the best time, the toughest time, and if I survive that, then I'm going to continue with it. And it's perfect, and we did a lot of work, and we learned through the process. And thanks God, it's improving every day.
And I remember when you started the paper, because I just folded my paper. I had a paper that I published for 3 years called The Middle Eastern Voice. And after September 11th, the intensity, the anger directed at us, you know, it was terrible. But I applaud you for putting a paper together, because we needed somebody to document all the different things that were happening, you know, in our community after September 11th. And really, there was no consistent place to go. And that's it. What's the most important thing about your paper?
You know, one thing is we are so busy in our daily life. None of us had the time to go read 15, 20 newspapers a week to be updated around the world, especially the Middle Eastern world. So I decided I will read instead of them reading it, and I will condense the certain point, the certain subject, certain issues in the Middle Eastern issue, either domestically or internationally or the back home. And I read about 100 articles a day throughout the world in 3 different languages, in Hebrew translated into English and Arabic and English.
Is that a new Jordanian thing now? They do
exactly.
The Hebrew?
Yes, we do.
Okay,
yes,
I just want to make sure. I want to make sure I understand.
With a good translator. I do read the 100 articles a day, and by the end of the 2 weeks, I combine them and refine them and re-update them until I find what the issue around the Middle East, and I choose selected. We keep respected all the writers and their name and the sources. Completely professional. We do not go with bloggers or anything. It's all through mainstream media.
And you do English and Arabic, a combination of the two.
Yeah, maybe 30% English and 70% Arabic.
What's it like publishing a newspaper? I know that Yahala Voice and Good Media, like them, like you and others, we have a challenge trying to convince Arabs that, you know, who go out and spend a fortune on the Tribune, the Sun-Times, the other local newspaper, whatever. But when it comes to their own paper, it's like pulling teeth. You just read, what's it like trying to, you know, put your paper out every 2 weeks and get them to understand?
You know, it takes a lot of effort to prove yourself in the market. You have to respect their intelligence of their mind and their ears and their voice.
Consistency,
dependability, on time.
You're there every first of the month and the middle of the month, correct?
Every time for the last 12 years,
and
on time.
And you can't miss a deadline. It's
important,
right?
I have never missed a deadline.
You can't say, oh, listen, I'm kind of tired. We'll publish it next week.
I had two knee surgeries, and I did it on time. Yeah. Every winter we have a rough winter, and I always on time.
Having a deadline is critical to
a
successful newspaper.
Absolutely.
And having writers that are willing to write, because a lot of the other papers cut and paste. They find stories in other newspapers in the Middle East, they cut them, they glue them, they put them down in local papers, and, you know, I mean, listen, I understand everybody wants to try and promote a business, but a real newspaper, you have original writing. A lot of your articles are original, right?
Yes, I do. Original directly with the writers. And we do have a very proud of 5-6 local writers on continuous basis, are based out of Chicago.
Right.
Freelance. And they do free, no charge. And to read between the articles and bring analysis to a story or to an issue in the Middle East.
Right.
That's the issue, because when you come out of every 15 days, you can't put the daily news. It doesn't work. You need to have something who lasted 2 weeks and analyze for these people who only have a few minutes a day.
Right. How do you, how, what's it like dealing with the Arab community? We know.
You know,
that.
I'm to be frank.
Colin's laughing.
I'm very proud.
Because I can't make Mansef when you're making me laugh like this.
I'm very proud Arab Americans.
Yes, you are.
I'm very proud being nationalistic feeling. We are good as anybody else. We have our bad apples like anybody else's apples.
Yeah.
And the best of it, I have developed relation with the clients and the readers for the last 12 years. They become all buddies. I have readers who call on me every 2 weeks just to say hello. They want to hear me alive. And I never met maybe 80% of my clients I never met.
Right.
And but I enjoy it, and I have enjoyable time with my clients.
Yeah, and do you get a response not just from the Arab community but the non-Arab community?
Oh, yeah, here? I do have some Pakistanis, Indian Muslims, who read my newspaper. I do have a couple of Koreans who read the English part of it in the north side. And believe it or not, I have quite a few Jewish readers who read it in Arabic, and they do follow the stories, and they do complain certain things, and I keep encouraging them to keep reading and keep calling.
Yeah, no, I think that that's something that sometimes Arabs have a problem with. We don't want to read the Jewish media or the Israeli media because we're angry, but we should.
We need
to know what they're doing, just like they're reading your media. I bet they're all listening to us. Shalom, everybody, because I know a lot of the audience are FBI agents
<too.
laughs> and Israelis that are trying to get information. Shalom l'chaim. Shalom aleichem or whatever. You know, my wife's Jewish. I got to be careful because she'll turn me into the Mossad if I don't watch my P's and my B's and Q's, because there's no P's in Arabic. It's B's. B's and Q's. I'm Ray Hanania. In the studio with me here at Talk of the Town Radio is Mansour Tadros. He's a publisher of the Future News newspaper. Khalid is working our board, as he always does every show. Very supportive, very helpful. Our phone number is 708-321-1313, extension 1. 708-321-1313, extension 1. And we want you to call in. And, you know, maybe you got a story that you want Mansour to write about or you want us to talk about. We want you to call in. That's what the media is about, right? To get our story out
Absolutely.
As American Arabs to the rest of the world.
Because
nobody else is going to do it, right?
Absolutely. If we don't do our own, nobody's going to do our story.
You don't pick up the Tribune every day, and you never find a story about an Arab inside there, unless they were lighting a fuse for a bomb, unless there's some terrorism. But there's nothing positive, and we do so much that's positive.
And if we don't like the other people write about us, we have to learn to write our own selves.
Yes.
And let
tell
the people
our
read
story.
Our own story. That's the best way.
We tell our own story, and I agree with you. I think we need to do that. But it's still very hard to get our community used to that. We come from a region of the world where we're not allowed to speak freely. You know, you couldn't – years ago, you couldn't just publish a newspaper, could you, in Jordan or Palestine even, or Syria, or Iraq. You know, different levels of censorship, but everybody had their little level and a line that you couldn't cross. And if you cross that line, you would get in trouble.
Still until today, you can't even – it would be easier to open a newspaper and open a mosque in Chicago than opening a mosque and newspaper in any Middle Eastern country with no exception.
And you know, this being Arab Heritage Month – I got to point out, it's very hard to open a mosque in Chicago. They have fought. That's why they're all the mosques. Do you ever know that? The big mosques are built outside of Chicago in the suburbs because the city of Chicago, over the years, has prevented Muslims from opening mosques in the city. You can have a storefront mosque, but you couldn't build a huge building, you know, with a minaret. Now, I was just at the Bridgeview Mosque this past week with Sheikh Ahmed Arafat, one of the new imams there. What a nice guy he was. He was able to take a tour of 40 students I had from Maine West to learn about Arab heritage. One of the things they did was I gave him copies of your newspaper, we toured the mosque. They read your paper. We toured up and down Harlem to look at and learn about some of the Arab stores. Fahad, let's go to the phones and welcome Fahad on the line. You're on Talk of the Town Radio, Fahad. I'm Ray Hanania, and Mansour Tadros is in the studio. Thanks for calling. Hey, Fahad. Up, oh, I got to boost his voice. How's that?
Yeah, I can barely hear you, but
now I can hear you. You're good. We're good.
Hi, Fahad. How are you, buddy?
Okay. How are you? It was happy. It's about time to have you on Yahala Radio.
Thank you.
Mansoor is a good guy. We're, you know, we had to.
Ray. You remember who I am, Ray?
Yes, of course I do. Of course I do.
Okay, good.
Listen, I know you. Listen, I know all the Arabs. I am getting old, though. I might confuse you with Jane Byrne once in a while, though, because my senility.
Oh, God bless
you. No, I'm joking. You know that, you know, and as a matter of fact, before I came on, I was doing some radio interviews about Jane Byrne. She was the mayor of Chicago, 1979, 1983. She passed away, yesterday, and, you know, she was a good person. She was a good person. She did a lot.
For sure.
Yeah, and her, what she changed in Chicago helped change the opportunities for ethnics like American Arabs. She gave, you know, minorities a voice. You know, Harold Washington was elected because she defeated the machine. Then Harold Washington started talking with American Arabs, you know, back then. And then he set the stage for opening the, Arab Advisory Commission and the Chicago Human Relations Commission, which Mayor Rahm Emanuel killed and destroyed. And I won't forgive him. And I'm not going to give him a break.
I would rather turn the other cheek and go on.
I would too.
I know you've been through a lot, but that was in the past, and we need
Fahad,
to look in the future.
Fahad, let me ask you though. We've turned the cheek with Rahm Emanuel. We've reached out to him. We wrote articles supporting him. We did everything we could, but he's the one who won't turn the other cheek.
I understand.
He won't. So what
it's
do we
his
do?
Choice. I mean,
yes. What do we do?
He's missing out probably 20 years from now.
He will. He will. So listen, I'll never support naming the Water Tower Park in his name in honor. That's for sure. The way they did Jane Byrne. You had a question, Fahad, or some? Please, we're yapping.
I really don't have a question. I always listen to you.
Thank you.
Every Friday. And I think you're doing a great job, and I was happier to hear Mansoor is being there.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
His newspaper from day one, and I get it every time it comes out, and I love it, and I always find it one of the most unique newspapers that you probably spoke about other newspapers, not to be.
Yeah, we like them all. We want to support them all. You're right. We're not against anything.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So, yes, indeed.
Well, that's good.
If I may, just wanted to say hello to Mansoor and hear his voice.
How are you, Habibi? How are you?
Fine. How
Did
are
you?
Did
you make any Mansoor fight?
Thank you.
Anytime you want, Mansoor.
We want it today. We want it now. We want
Let's
it today.
Today?
Maybe we'll go to Fatouche.
We will have some
Maybe we'll go to Fatouche.
Thank you for your call. Thank you for your call.
Fahad, thank you very much.
Yep.
And say hello to everybody.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Our phone number is 708-321-1313, extension 1. If you want to call in, we're here till 5 o'clock. Mansoor Tadros. With the future news, what's the big story in the Chicagoland Arab community now? What would you say is the big story? Do we have a big story? Rasmiya Odeh is one of
Odeh is one of our stories. We've been, as a community, trying to rally behind her and support her. And they just found her guilty.
Yes. In a kangaroo court in Detroit.
The
judge had investments in an Israeli company. And when they exposed that, and he refused to step down, but finally he stepped down. But you know, when the judges in these districts, they're friends, they're all buddies. So he steps down, the other judge comes in. You think she's going to be fair? It's just ridiculous. So they convicted her in less than 2 hours. The jury, I mean, it just was so unfair.
And you know, and they really unfair with her. She's 67 years old, and the story is about 40 years ago about not filling.
At a time when both sides were killing each other.
Yes,
they single her out, but they don't say anything about how many people did Benjamin Netanyahu or Ehud Barak, the former prime minister, who's the foreign minister of Israel, how many people did he kill? How many people did Ben Gurion kill, you know, civilians? They've named streets after those people in Chicago. Golda Meir, they've named a street for her in Chicago. Can you imagine if they named a street for Yasser Arafat? The, you know, our cousins would go berserk.
And you know, if...
I think we should, you know,
yeah,
what?
Good idea.
I'm, as the mayor of the Arab Little Arabia, Ray Hanania, is Little Palestine. Very Little Palestine. You know, technically I can't be anything powerful in Palestine because I'm not from Ramallah. You know, Ramallah is like the center of Palestine and the rest of Palestine is the backyard. So I love, fortunately I got a cousin and aunt that live in Ramallah and they've insinuated their way into the family there. But from now on, we're going to call Harlem Yasser Arafat Boulevard.
I agree with that. I second the motion.
Why don't we just do it? We're just... All those in favor.
Yeah.
Like a city council meeting. It's all rigged ahead of time. Why don't we should go out at night and tear the signs down and just put our own signs on.
No, just add the sign.
Add the sign. It says Yasser Arafat. Who cares what anybody thinks? We're just going to do it. What do you think?
Yeah. And, you know, going back to Rasmiya, she needs the support to rally behind her where they will not jail her or send her home.
Yes.
She's 67 years old, activist, peace activist. And she did her share in Israeli jail for 10, 15 years.
And the Israelis let her go.
And they let her go. She worked down there and that was okay. But the issue is how many applications we all fill up every day and we forget certain
corners. If they want to hurt you, they can find anything on your immigration application. In Rasmiya Oda's case, for those people who are not familiar, she was convicted by the Israelis after she was tortured. She claimed she was tortured, yes. And I believe her. I've talked to her several times at the Yahala festival that we organized. The what was the Arab fest? Watani festival. What do I know? I'm getting old. I'm telling you. This beard is not a Hamas beard. It's just an old man's beard. At the Watani festival, I got a chance to talk to her. She's such a sweet lady. She's a good person, and they convicted her. They tortured her. She never had a defense. She never had an opportunity to defend herself. No Palestinian, no Christian or Muslim in Israel, in Israeli occupation has the ability to defend themselves fairly. So she spent 10 years in prison. They finally released her in a prisoner exchange. And then she left, came to the United States. They claim that she never mentioned that she was convicted of quote-unquote terrorism. In her eyes, it was a ruse. It was like the Gulag Archipelago of the Soviet Union in Israel. I mean, it was a rigged, hijacked courtroom, just like the one that just happened in Detroit. So she didn't lie. They knew all about her. Are you telling me you think the immigration monitor didn't know what her history was? Come on.
They know. They knew exactly. 20-some years ago.
Yes.
Why don't they stop? Why they gave her the citizenship to begin with?
Yeah, and I think it was in 1999 she became an American citizen. We're talking 16 years ago. Why didn't they do something then? Now all of a sudden they're doing it because our cousins, the extremists and their group, are trying to hammer us and they're going after everything and everybody to punish us. Because this Netanyahu government doesn't care about peace. They care about beating us to the ground. And the more they beat us, the tougher we're going to become. Listen, it's a few minutes after 4:30. We want to take a break, right? And you're listening to Talk of the Town Radio. I'm Ray Hanania. Our number is 708-321-1313, extension 1. My guest in the studio is Mansour Tadros, the publisher of The Future News, or Al Mustaqbal in Arabic. And he's been publishing since 2002, straight through, twice a month. It's a great paper. We're going to talk to him a little bit more about what are some of the big stories. Maybe we'll talk about Rasmiya Oda. I want to talk about the Human Relations Commission, and this is Arab Heritage Month. I mean, so we need to acknowledge it some way, and nobody is. What do we do about it? I'm Ray Anania. We're going to be right back right after these messages.
Yeah, hello, voice. Connecting the Arab voice to local.
Rising from the ashes. Gaza teaches life. American Muslims for Palestine holds its 7th annual conference for Palestine in the U.S. November 27th through the 29th at Hyatt Regency O'Hare in Rosemont. Speakers include Sheikh Omar Suleiman, Dr. Rafif Ziyada, Muhammad Ziyara, Tamim Barghouti, Dr. Mads Gilbert. Come for workshops, lectures, young adult and youth programs, and a massive bazaar. Register online today at conference.ampalestine.org.
تنفض عن كاهليها الركام غزة تعلم الدنيا الحياة
من قهرت من هدت واشتدت وانتصرت وانتصرت.
هوم لايف فيرنيتشر، آخر صيحات الأثاث وكل ما تحتاج من مفروشات. هوم لايف فيرنيتشر، الأمانة، الأخوة والدقة في المواعيد.
No credit needed to finance. Everyone is approved at Home Life Furniture, 13449 South Cicero Avenue in Crestwood, Illinois, 708-631-3627. Mention Yahela Voice and your delivery is free. Get $200 off when you spend $1,500.
Do you have a medical alert device? When you press the button for help, can you talk through your pendant? With many companies, you still have to talk through the base unit, and that's not much help in an emergency. The answer, LifeRun Medical Alert Systems. Simply press the button and talk to a live operator right through the pendant. If your device can't do that, upgrade to LifeRun today. The system is free, the shipping is free, and the monitoring fee is less than a dollar a day. Call LifeRun now at 1-800-421-3366 or order online at LifeRun.com.
Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge's 72-hour sale starts now. $30 million in inventory, $5 million in discounts, and $25 million to lend will be available for this public sale at Mancari's Chrysler Jeep Dodge at Oak Lawn. Now through Monday, get $12,000 off MSRP. Get 0% for 72 months, plus a $4,500 rebate. 800 factory cars are on display. Brand new Jeep Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, minivans, Ram trucks, and more. $5 million in discounts will be made available on Mancari's $30 million of new car inventory. Stop what you're doing right now and get to Mancari's in Oak Lawn. $12,000 off MSRP. 0% for 72 months, plus $4,500 in rebates. $30 million in inventory. And bank reps on site with $25 million to lend. You will drive today. Hurry. This public sale will absolutely end Monday. Sale hours extended till midnight at Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge on 95th Street, Oak Lawn. On select models, $1,389 per thousand with zero down with approved credit plus tax, title, license, and documents.
منتجات زياد من عائلتنا إلى عائلتكم. أفضل المنتجات الغذائية نوفرها لموائدكم. متطلبات المطبخ العربي نقدمها لكم من خلال ماركاتنا السلطان، كرافت، نستلي، بوب، ريفل بيكان، دانا. ستجدونها في كافة المحلات والبقاليات. للمزيد من المعلومات زوروا موقعنا زياد.com. منتجات زياد من عائلتنا إلى عائلتكم.
علي صوتك مع صوت يا هلا.
Sure, you got to stop dancing. He has this dasha up on the ground. He's holding it up there like a Jordanian, and he's really waving that scimitar around like it's a Jordanian wedding. You ever been to a Jordanian wedding?
I'm trying to compete with you.
This is Talk of the Town Radio. I'm Ray Hanania. My guest in the studio is Mansoor Tadros. He is the publisher of the Future News, Al Mustaqbal, and of Khalid on the board there running things, and we did a little salute to Mansoor at his Jordanian heritage, because this is Arab Heritage Month, and Jordanians are a big part of Chicago. Not as big as Palestinians. We got more Palestinians, but there are a lot of Jordanians.
We'd be happy to be the second.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, because then we get picked on first. Once they're done picking on us, they're too tired to pick on you. So our number is 708-321 1313 extension 1 if you want to call in. Of course, we're having a little fun over here, and we love all of the Arab communities. We've got every one of them, all 22 Arab communities here in Chicago, mostly Palestinians. There's a large group. Jordanians, I think, are the next largest group. Lebanese here.
Syrians,
there's some Egyptians, Syrians, professionals, Iraqis, Egyptians who left under Nasser, who I remember they came here, you know, when Nasser was the president. You know, ironically, Nasser was the guy who promoted Arab nationalism, and today we've kind of forgotten about that. We don't talk about each other being Arab. You know, we're Palestinian, we're Jordanian, we're Lebanese, we're Muslim, we're Christian. You know, we used to be Arab, and there was no religion, there was no country. We were just one big identity. And unfortunately, that's kind of weakened a little bit, hasn't it?
Yes, but it's coming back.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Because of the FBI.
No, not necessarily.
They have no idea. They don't know the difference between you and me. They can't tell the difference between a Palestinian or a Pakistani, an Indian or an Iranian. So what are you going to do?
You know, you could notice the changes in the Middle East throughout from the Arab Spring and mm-hmm. on. People are find themselves, you can't
yeah.
work on small corners. You have to go on and the big image and the big things. And Arab nationalism is nothing against anybody. We are just trying to help ourselves.
That's where our power is, Arab power, nationalism. Exactly. It's not Palestinian Heritage Month. It's not Jordanian Heritage Month. It's Arab Heritage Month.
And we like to develop our own countries and develop our own people and
yes.
create jobs and be in the positive and be active roles around the world.
Yes, they do. And we were talking before the break about what were some of the big stories. One of them we talked about was Rasmia Oda. This month also being Arab Heritage Month. What else? What else is going on?
You know, we have to, the Arab community, we have to do the Arab Heritage Month on our own.
It died, didn't it, this year? Is there anything going on?
No, but we need to do it on our own.
Yes.
We cannot put all our eggs in the basket
of other people.
Of other people, especially a town or a city. We should do it in different location, and we could make sure with our life.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, listen, why do we care whether Rahm Emanuel recognizes Arab Heritage Month or not? I don't care.
That's his loss.
We need to recognize it. We need to do something.
Yes.
If I owned a business, I would have printed a big sign and put it on the outside of my business, restaurant or whatever, and it said, celebrate Arab Heritage Month in November. And I would have shoved it in the face of every American, let them see it. And I do that on Facebook, which is why I have more enemies blocked than I do have friends. I think I have 4,300 blocked foes and 4,200 quote unquote friends. I think the people that don't like me have realized just don't talk.
You know,
they won't get blocked.
We should make this point that every year
yes.
each one of us put a sign.
We should. Right.
To bring that to life in our mentality and
maybe.
Our way of thinking. And this way we could, maybe next year we have some activists in the community to do something.
For Arab Heritage.
For Arab Heritage.
All of
our
us.
Own.
Yes.
There's plenty of parks,
we
state
don't
parks,
need
city
them.
Parks.
Watanabe Festival was phenomenal. The rain caught, it was the first time
mm-hmm.
since Mayor Emanuel and our cousins destroyed Arabesque because they were out to get Arabesque. We talked with Roxanne, Asaf, who was on the Human Relations Commission, and she was a driving force on the Arabesque
yes.
Festival. She did a phenomenal job. And they were out to get her. They were out to get the festival. They wanted it stopped. They didn't like that the Palestine Children Relief Fund had a booth at the festival. Have you gone to an Israeli festival and seen some of the booths they have? The Zionist extremists, the hate groups that are at these things, nobody complains about them. But us, we say boo. We get arrested. We get handcuffed. We get vilified. We get our funds canceled. Our events canceled. It's terrible. But I kind of blame us, don't we?
We are part of the problem.
What do we do, though, Mansour? How do we resolve it?
We have to continue the effort and double and quadruple the efforts to keep it alive. We have a lot of heritage and cultures to share with the world and to be proud of. And we have to take the things to our hand and do the activities and explain to people our roles of life and our culture, and definitely it will work in the end.
But just this week, I helped organize a event to recognize American Arabs, veterans of the American military. You were there at the Shish Kebab House in Orland Park, and you stopped by. We got an okay response. I mean,
yes.
it was – November 11th, Veterans Day, and it was in the evening, but we still got a number of mayors showed up, trustees, the chamber, a couple other elected officials showed up. We never really got enough support. The one event, is that it, really? You know, everybody should do something like that.
If everybody do on their own community or their own blocks or something, it will take on. It's very important, and that's the only way to be, not to be involved in one control and destroy the whole idea.
And you know what's really good about what we did? Was that your paper is there to run a story about
Absolutely.
It. Absolutely. And the Yahala Voice is here to tell people about it.
Yes.
So it's not like we do things in a vacuum and it disappears. That's why the media, your newspaper, why Yahala Voice, why the other papers are so, and other media are so important in our community. Because when we do something, we should document it.
Absolutely.
That's, and they don't, I don't think they, our community sees that significance.
You know, if there is no media in a community, there is no community, period. We have to have the media to carry on the message of the community to surround itself with the community.
I like the idea of changing Harlem Avenue to Yasser Arafat Way. And you know what, we could, listen, Khaled, we could give King Abdullah a cul-de-sac, can't we? We'll do Yasser Arafat Boulevard from 79th all the way to 123rd. And we'll give... You want to give King Abdullah that much of a street, though? He's a good guy. I like him, though. He has some...
We give him Central.
He does
have
a Palestinian wife,
We give Cicero to somebody else. We give him Central Avenue.
You want to give King Abdullah... And we're talking King Abdullah of Jordan, not King Abdullah from Saudi Arabia.
No.
Yeah, listen.
No.
Got their diamond-studded Ferraris. They don't need a street. But, yeah, I think let's just name all – we should create a map, and we should rename every major street after an Arab, and that's how we should talk about it.
And don't forget that we have to name a street, major street, by name Palestine and Jerusalem.
Yes. Yeah, I think so. I it sounds silly, but in a way, it's a very powerful way to – force Americans to acknowledge that we're here, because that's what public relations and spin and communications are about, doing things that are so unique that it makes people stop and think. Can you imagine if we put little sign covers on every street sign on Harlem Avenue that said Yasser Arafat, or on Central Avenue that said King Abdullah, you know, or who... We'd have a problem, though, in Syria deciding who to put there, wouldn't we? That might be tough.
Maybe throw out the Arab.
The Arabs would be ripping the sign down, and who knows? They might be ripping Arafat. They might, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's the ISIS.
As soon as we said that word three times on the air, I can hear the drones flying over the studio. Listen, real quietly. You hear them? Going over the studio. They're looking for us. They don't know where. They keep flying over that other place where the naked women, the Wissach dance.
And they take pictures down,
down the
tour.
Street from us. They're taking the wrong pictures. Very strategic to put the office where it is. You know, it distracts them. Distracts all the drones. What other topics do we got, Munster?
I'd like to talk about ISIS or Daesh.
Yeah. Where are they? Out of the blue.
You know,
that's
because of out of
thing.
The blue, and there's so many factors involved. Nobody knows where they are, who they come, how they got the military thing. I think the whole ISIS is nothing but a world military complex sales.
They like create
the whole
a boogeyman.
Because they're all getting paid by Gulf dollars, either from Qatar or Saudi Arabia or anybody else. We have the money and they know where to sell the equipment, and they're waiting on certain issues
it
between us.
It was kind of odd. They just popped up like that.
Absolutely.
All of a sudden, the word ISIS, and I'm going, wait a minute, overnight, they create a giant military that's taking over?
Nobody could beat, and nobody could beat, or nobody even know more. And they're talking about 2,500 strikes to be able to destroy ISIS. Who the hell is ISIS? Is the size of China?
Even Al-Qaeda doesn't like them. You know, they're going to, we got everybody against them.
I guess
good,
this
the bad,
is
and the ugly.
Military machine, industrial, world industrial military machine.
Well, what other topics, too? What do we have? And you out there, listeners, if you want to call in, honestly, we would love to hear what you think is a news story. Are we covering the news? Are there things out there we should be talking about? You know, I have a big argument with, you know, in our community about we should talk about American Arabs. You know, and then a lot of people say, no, we should be talking about the Middle East. And, you know, so I think, you know, your paper, your Yahala Voice, we talk about them both.
Absolutely. We have both. They're both important issues. We are Arabs, yes. We are Arab Americans, yes, or American Arabs. And both issues are very important to us. We're not talking about daily things to the Middle Eastern market because it's a very quicksand moving. We don't know how things change by the hour, but definitely we cover a lot of domestic issues, either American economical issue or community issues. Absolutely.
Yeah, and we have the issue of Syria also. I mean, it's torn apart, the way the Syrians are being discriminated against in this country too.
We have issues in Palestine, is uphill fights all over. You have Lebanon is torn apart. You have Iraq. You have Egypt, Libya, Syria. Seem to me it's covering all our area. And somewhere, somehow, hopefully soon we understand a better way understand and communicate with each other and have more peace and time for developments of selling arms and selling it all under the pretext of religion or who's wrong and who's right and who's respected and who's not respected.
And are you surprised at how the Arab world and the Arab community is so silent about what's happening in Jerusalem? You know, as Christian Arabs, we talk about Bethlehem being the holy city, but Christians don't care about Bethlehem. They've turned their back on it. And the Arab world, it's like they've turned their back on Jerusalem, like they don't care about the Haram al-Sharif, they don't care about the Dome of the Rock, they don't care about the Al-Aqsa Mosque. I don't get it. King Abdullah has spoken out about it, but still the protest to what Israel is doing, nobody has done it. It's almost like, you know, it's like we've surrendered.
You know, when the governments of the Middle Eastern countries, they keep the people busy trying to make ends meet every single day, and they create stories for them like Daesh and other things. They keep them away from talking about what's happening in Palestine or in Lebanon or dividing Iraq and Syria. For whose benefit to divide Iraq and Syria? Is it
right.
to the benefit of putting a gas pipeline from Qatar through Turkey to Europe? Or what the hell is it? To destroy two greatest nations, one of the oldest civilizations in the world.
Yeah.
And the largest and the oldest capital of the world is Damascus.
Damascus, yeah. So, I don't know. 708-321-1313, extension 1. Really, please call us. Let us know what are some of the big topics. How do you feel about those topics? What should we be covering as a news media, as an Arab news media? You know, we try our best. There's no profit in this job. There's no money. Is there any money? Do you make money? Are you rich off of running an Arab newspaper?
What money?
Mansoor?
What color is the money?
I see all the guys from Yahala Voice driving in with Mercedes and Beamers and stuff like that.
You know, this is community activism. There's nothing, no money in it whatsoever.
There's none. When you try to do the good thing, you're doing it out of your heart and out of your own pocketbook. You publish that newspaper, I bet most of it comes out of your... There's no profit, is there?
Absolutely not, and I haven't made any money since the inception. And I thank all my clients and my readers and supporters
to help and keep me afloat.
And yeah. I thank you again and again.
And it's so important, though, that our community should support the radio station. They should support the newspaper. I mean, listen, they'll drop $500 at a hookah place or a bar or a restaurant and just to impress somebody. But when you can take that same money, even 10% of it, put it in the news media, Yahala Voice at the Future News. I mean, WBEZ is almost kind of like us. They're public radio. They have to beg people for support just to stay alive. And they do a good job. They get a lot of funding. We should consider doing a fundraiser for the Arab media. You know, live. But I'll tell you, it's embarrassing because a lot of the Arab, they just don't care, and I don't get it. We love to complain. You know, we love to say what we don't like. But what do we like? And if you like something, you gotta show support for it.
You know, $500 these days in hookah places is nothing. Imagine $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 to $10,000 where nearby boats are getting people with the flipping $100,000 in one night.
Wow.
In 15, 20 minutes.
Do you know how a little bit of that money would, you could have a weekly newspaper. You could deliver the paper to all the Americans in Chicago. Yahala Voice could have a 50,000 watt broadcast reaching everybody. I mean, and I'll tell you what, if we did that, we would change the way Americans think, don't you think, absolutely. Khaled? What do you? Yes, even an FM frequency. The point is that it just takes a little bit. You know, we have a woman who's running for alderman. She was generous enough to come to our studio like you are, Mansoor. I appreciate you coming in here, by the way, rather than doing it on phone.
Thank you.
And she's running for alderman of the 10th Ward, Samantha Haddad-Webb. She's Arab-American. I feel I have an obligation. I have to support her. You know, I have to donate some money to her, but she's having a hard time. And I'll tell you, what does that say to the Americans who are running against her? They laugh. They're not laughing at Samantha. They're laughing at the Arab community. They go, you can't even support one of your own. The biggest enemies sometimes are ourselves. We fight against ourselves. I don't know.
We're supporting the river casinos.
Yeah, right. I run it. Listen. You want to hold a meeting of an Arab organization? Go to the casino in Indiana. Okay.
If you have a
you run into more Arabs at the $5 slot machines.
I tell you,
I do. I'm going marhaba, marhaba, chichi, marhaba, chichi, marhaba. Assalamu alaikum, marhaba, marhaba, assalamu alaikum, marhaba, marhaba.
One time, I asked one of the organizers of an activity in one of the boats.
Yes.
Why did you invite all of us for free and you're bringing a big country star
and
all the Lebanese food catered to you? He said, don't worry. We'll get our cost. I said, how? I was a little bit naive. He said, don't worry. We'll bring all the big rollers, the Arab rollers here tonight and we'll make $500,000 from them.
Wow.
It cost them the boat maybe 50,000 and they got $500,000.
Wow. Wow. We have to open a casino like the Native Americans.
Let's find an
American. That's the only American, way we're going to do it. Is that where we're destined to?
Maybe we'll find an Arab American Indians.
I don't know. I love Native Americans. You know, I support them, and I think the way they've been abused in this country is terrible, but I see us being pushed into that identity too because we're allowing people to push us. We don't stand up.
Yes, yes.
Next week, by the way, I'm going to be out the next two Fridays. It's a holiday for Thanksgiving. I'm going to be taking off some time, but Fadi Zanaid is going to sit in for me those two Fridays, talking with people. And so please give him his support. He's going to be sitting in for me at Talk of the Town Radio, and I urge you, please support him. I also urge you to please support the Future News, El Mustaqbal. It's a great newspaper. I think you just started this year, or last year, or this year, beginning
this year.
Of the year. You charge $1 for the
yes,
newspaper.
Sir.
And how's it going?
So far, we are not as we used to market, but people are accepting the idea. It cost the store 70 cents. It cost us to print 60 cents. And the store makes 30 cents for at least to cover our ends to be able to continue.
Right.
And thank you for all your support.
So people out there paying $1 to buy the newspaper, they're not getting it for free. And when someone pays money, it has value. That means what's in it is important.
And also the store owners are buying the newspaper and they are giving it free of charge to their own customers.
Oh, good. Good. To which store? Because I want to go to one of them.
Oh, Shop and Save is one of them. McDonald's is one of them.
Yeah, but see, those are, and it's you know what? It's Americans. It's American stores that are figuring out how to use it.
Most of the Middle Eastern restaurants, they do
that.
And all the grocery store, half of them.
I'm glad.
And I thank all of them again for their support.
And where can people get the newspaper if they want it? Any place or?
Majority of the stores, majority of restaurants, all have it.
And it comes out on the first of the month and the 15th?
Three of the month.
Every 2 weeks almost?
Yes, absolutely.
Twice a month, bi-monthly newspaper, Future News. Is there a website? We got to get you a website. We got to help you put one up.
You know, it's easy to put one up, just to keep it.
Yeah, to keep maintaining it.
That's the hardest part.
With free staff, right?
With free staff.
You can't pay anybody.
I can't.
Because you're not making enough money. It is hard to do that.
We'll continue trying, and I appreciate your offer, but we'll work on it.
All right. Well, if you need any help with that, our number, we got a couple minutes left if you want to call in, 708-321-1313, extension 1. Nasreen isn't going to be here today, right? She's doing an Kulthum imitation someplace where? In Canada, she's doing an Kulthum concert.
Oh, my
She's
goodness.
A beautiful singer. Have you heard her voice?
No.
I know that's her singing, isn't it? Just before at the introduction, after you were the one saying, hey, I thought I heard an Arab voice on the radio. That is you, right? And then the music that comes down, it sounds just like Nasreen. But she's like, who's going to be sitting in for Nasreen? Asil. How are you? Marhaba. We're going to be excited to listen to your show. Are you nervous at all? Or no, you're going to be fine. She's going to be wonderful. We're going to support you. You want a lot of good people out there. They don't all pick up the phone to call. But every time I stop to get a kubba at 92nd in Harlem at that, what's that little Arab restaurant there? Yeah, 92nd in Harlem. And just near the mosque. No, not further down.
Rashid.
Harlem Foods. Harlem Foods. Yeah. On Stanford Drive.
Yes.
That little near the Paradise Banquet Halls.
Yes.
I stopped there, and I had four people that were waiting in line for kubba. They pushed me out of the way to get the kubba, and then they said, oh, yeah, you're the guy on Yahala Voice. I said, yeah, thank you. And they said, hey, Riyadh, nice to meet you. I said, no, Ray Hanania. I said, Khalid. I said, no, Ray Hanania. Mansoor, no. Nasreen Bulat, no. Ray Anania. So, but great guy over there at that store is very good. So, all right. Anyway, listen, we want to thank everybody for taking the time to listen. Mansoor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you to everybody.
I hope everybody goes out, gets a copy of the Future News, El Mustaqbal newspaper. Show support. You know, it's when you support the Future News, when you support Yahala Voice Radio, you're supporting yourself. You know, it's a sign of respect for yourself. It's not, you're not helping us. You're not helping the radio. You're not helping the newspaper. You're helping yourself because the Americans are watching us. And when we don't respect ourselves, they don't respect us. So they don't do it. So I hope that you go do that. Look, just a moment for Jane Byrne. I covered City Hall for almost 18 years from 1977 to 1992, 76 to 92. And, Jane Byrne was one of the first of seven mayors that I covered as a City Hall reporter. She passed away yesterday. And we wish her family condolences, for the passing of, Jane Byrne. Kathy Byrne is a good friend. She's a great person. And it's just so sorry to hear that her mother passed away. Very controversial, great story. But just a wonderful person. All right. I'm Ray Hanania. I'm not going to be here next Friday. Please support Fatty Zanaiti. He's going to be sitting in as a guest co-host for the next 2 weeks. And I'll be back after Thanksgiving to, continue, some of our stories and our discussions. You guys have a great Thanksgiving holiday and we'll see you in a couple weeks. But remember here this Friday and the Friday after Fatty Zanaiti. You guys have a great day. We will talk to you later. Thank you, Mansoor Tedros.
Thank you,
Khalid, and have a great show. Thank you. Bye bye.
You're listening to Yahala Voice.